speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our question for this week, do you think that religion can draw more people by offering something entertaining and interesting than rather by preaching? Well, certainly as we think about these things, there's a lot of things that would draw many people. I suppose that a dance or a big orchestra or some kind of a band might draw a lot of people. And if we're only thinking about drawing people, my friends, we ought to build a gymnasium. Or we ought to put us in some kind of a movie house. I believe entertainment draws many, many people in the world. And certainly, it would probably draw more people than the preaching of the gospel of Christ. But here's a question that you need to think about along that line. If you're going to attract the world as the Lord wants, then you'll do it in the manner in which He has prescribed. He said in the Great Commission after His death, burial, and resurrection, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Let me ask you, my friends, can Jesus draw the world by the gospel? Indeed, He said in John 6:44-45, no man can come unto me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up in the last day. It's written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who hath heard and learned cometh unto me. Now here the passage says, we cannot come to the Lord unless God draws us. But how is God going to draw us? Does He draw us in a miraculous way? Well, I do not believe that's it. In verse 45, He tells us how He draws us. He says you have to hear and learn in order to come. So the hearing and the learning precede the coming. Now, what is the drawing power which God has given us? Again, from Romans 1:16, the Bible said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. Now, when we're drawn by God, it is by His Word that we're drawn. That's His power to save us. But what if I don't like His power? Well, my friends, there is no other. He says this is the power, and the power of God unto salvation is through the gospel. Indeed, if we want to be saved, then we're going to have to hear the gospel and believe it with all of our hearts, repent of our sins and confess the name of Christ, and be buried with Him in baptism for the remission of our sins, even as the Bible teaches. A man who is not drawn by that is not drawn by the proper process. Encouraging, training, and promoting the preaching of God's Word is simply the central object of the church from the beginning. If a church of Christ does not use the preaching of the gospel as its main work, then it's not any longer following the precepts of the Lord. It ceases to have the right to wear the name of Christ. We need to train, and we need to promote, and we need to encourage gospel preaching because it is God's power to save. That's the drawing power, and not entertainment or something else that might be interesting of a worldly sort.